This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Every good salesman knows this rule. After you've delivered your sales speech and made the case for your product, once you've explained to the potential customer why they need whatever it is you're selling, there is only one thing left to do, and that's this. Fall silent. I've met some of the most successful salespeople in the world, and they've always said the same thing. Make your best pitch and then shut up. Silence, they all say, is the power move. The trick is to be able to sit there, confident that your pitch and product speak for themselves, in total silence, no matter how awkward and maddening it is, because the next person who speaks will be the loser in the transaction. The seller who starts up the pitch again, equivocating or amending, will look desperate and weak, and the buyer who asks about the price or other details has signaled interest and instantly forfeits the upper hand. Winning, unfortunately, all hinges on that most rare and challenging human trait, the ability to shut up and stay that way. People in Hollywood, though, have a hard time staying silent. In many ways, that's a contractual arrangement. Movie and TV stars are required to do all sorts of publicity and marketing appearances to sell a product to the audience. We call these in the entertainment industry junkets, and I'm not quite sure how that term came about, except that in many cases it's probably the most accurate way to describe the product being sold. But trust Beyoncé, the dazzling singer, dancer, and all-around superstar, to show us a better way. Her fans call her Queen Bey, and in salesmanship at least, this seems like a fair title. A few months ago, to zero fanfare and no advanced word, Beyoncé released the video to her latest song, Formation. The video is a thoughtful and mesmerizing piece of work with lots of complicated references and odd little details, and in the weeks after its release, Beyoncé chose to explain none of them. In fact, she chose to say nothing about anything except to formally announce her world tour. You see, Beyoncé didn't need to go on a junket or answer questions from legions of entertainment reporters. She had her fans conduct a junket of their own. Last week, she did it again. Beyoncé suddenly released her longer-form video project, Lemonade, which included more inexplicable images and cryptic messages. And again, Queen Bey remained tight-lipped about it all. There were even dark rumors that she had identified a woman who, and this is all conjecture, by the way, was or is having an affair with her husband, the rapper and music producer Jay-Z. She refers obliquely to a woman in the video, and zealous Queen Bey disciples on Facebook and Twitter instantly launched crazed and unfounded hunts for the true identity of the woman who was betraying their sovereign queen. The lyrics were analyzed for clues. The images were searched for coded meanings. Names were bandied about online. And because this was entirely an internet phenomenon, it got weird and nasty really fast. But through it all, Beyoncé was, you guessed it, silent. After all, she's a saleswoman. She's got a product in the marketplace, and she knows what the first rule of effective selling is. Know when to shut up and let your customers do the talking. Beyoncé may not be Queen Bey to everyone, but she is certainly queen of the kingdom of sales. And that's it for this week. Next week, we command a robot army of followers. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.